T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get to the question of the day. What's something you simply prefer to do alone? 713-572-4610. I prefer to just look up these stats by myself.
That's a great one for you.
I just dig into some of this stuff.
Me and my laptop. Just me,
laptops, plural. Yeah. Yes. You asked earlier if, you know, you didn't, because you were like, is it possible that the Niners blitz a lot? What I could tell you is they're literally in the bottom five this league in blitz percentage. However, because they're 29th in frequency of blitzing, the Seattle Seahawks are 30th.
What'd they do?
They blitzed. So, right, like, not going to be the end all be all by any means, but historically, over the first 7 weeks of the season, they have not been a big blitzing team.
I could see where this is not a compliment by any stretch. This is very much an insult. But I could see where the Niners just don't respect Texans receivers enough. So they're just going to say, screw it. Let's, you know, C.J. Stroud has been known to backpedal and have happy feet and make bad decisions. Let's just blitz his ass.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But you asked in the break, and last thing before we'll circle to the question of the day was, why wouldn't you blitz? And I was like, because you don't need to. And that's the thing that's the most that's probably the most frustrating.
It's even worse.
why would I do something I don't need to? Maybe they just do it for the pizzazz, for the exoticism
or
of
the
it.
The turnover.
Anyways, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. And again, maybe that's something that we ask Tracy Sandler when we talk to her at 12. But right now, question of the day. What's something you just prefer to do alone in honor of the new Cincinnati Bengals starting quarterback, a man who has gotten a win under his belt at home there at Paycor Stadium? And it is Joe Flacco. This was Joe Flacco talking in his media availability. I believe this was yesterday. And he was mentioning, I think he was originally talking about like being there in Cincy when his family is elsewhere and, you know, kind of how he manages it. And then it got to a pretty interesting revelation.
Mm-hmm. I think there's always a challenge of sitting in a room by yourself and being lonely. So for me, it's trying to find ways to maybe stay over here a little bit longer and then, you know, just kind of take myself out of that mindset, call home, go sit at a restaurant by myself and realize that, man, that's pretty enjoyable to do. There's not too many situations. I tell people all the time, I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven.
First of all, he's so likable. Like, he's just a likable dude. But secondly, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. And it's not all the time. You know, like 80% of the time, 90% of the time, I want to eat by myself. No, it's not that. It's just sometimes you're just like, you know, like just get your that's how, you know what? I just thought of another one. That's how I am with my morning coffee, especially on the weekends. I like to just get my coffee, go out to the front porch and just sit there. You know, you've got no responsibilities that day. You're just sort of like, and I get a good view of the downtown skyline, so I'm just taking that in,
Just, you mean you don't want your wife and all that stuff coming up?
I don't.
Let's do it together.
No, I don't. And I don't think that's a slight at her. I just, isn't it cool just sometimes to just sit there with your coffee and just, you know, just kind of taking it. The one that is maybe a little weird, but let me explain, like a big project at home. Like I haven't done a big project at home.
A puzzle?
But no, like I tiled our kitchen floor.
That's a kind of puzzle.
At my old house.
Lopez, I want to build this house by myself.
No, you know what it is? And I'm being completely honest. I know I'm going to make some mistakes.
With my bare hands.
You just don't want to hear nobody's mouth about it.
I don't want to hear all that. Or if you get.
Whoa, the nail's supposed to go over there,
exactly,
man.
And I know ultimately I'll figure it out. Like I put it, you know this, Figgy, I talked about it. I put an outdoor kitchen in. And I know I made some mistakes along the way, but I figured it out, got it done and all that. I don't want, if someone else was there, it's like, oh, no, you got to use the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'll figure it.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The pipe go over there, yeah, man.
Exactly. I got it.
One of the answers for me, 100%, comes in from the 832. Like to go to the movies alone, especially now that I can pick my seat, sit mm-hmm. all the way to the side if I have a bunch of empty seats around me.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to sit in the middle, best option. But my thought process is, we supposed to be in here quiet anyways. I might as well be alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Because not much annoys me more mm-hmm. than someone sitting next to you in a movie theater. And deciding that, you know what, we need to discuss this right
Who
now.
Who is this?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, is she going to, okay, catch me up. Is she going to do blah, blah, blah? Is that the one that
Wait
blah,
a minute.
Blah, blah, blah?
Wait a minute. Who is he trying to say?
Yes. Why, most every comment is going to annoy the ever living you know what I mean, right? Because it's those questions where I clearly don't know. Or it's attempting to predict it. And I'm like, you know what we should do? Watch and find out.
We should watch the movie.
At best, we watch this movie, we quiet, we'll go and talk about it in outside and as we go home. Or I can just watch it by my lonesome and we can catch up later. You know what I mean? I'm still down to talk about it, just not while we're in the movie.
My favorite thing is, why is you asking me? This is my first time seeing the movie.
I haven't seen it before.
I'm here with you. But one of mine, I got a couple of them. One of mine is not necessarily just going out to eat by myself, but it hits different when you go to a seafood spot. And you got your little bag, your crawfish and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just there by yourself with nobody else. And you're just in the zone. Just, you know, cracking and all eating and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. To me, eating seafood by yourself hits a little different. And at first
That's
I thought.
Very particular.
Yeah,
well, yeah, because.
At first I thought I was the weirdo. Yeah. But it was one time I went to a crawfish spot. It was like five or six of us just by ourselves with our own tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, damn, everybody in here by themselves. Usually you think of a seafood boil as like a group thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's go do that. Man, it was like five of us in there with our own separate table,
mm-hmm.
just having a good time by ourselves.
Because you're doing work, man. Like, there's not really a lot of time to stop and chat in the middle of it. I'm cracking the next bug.
Yeah. It's not just like going to Applebee's and just sitting at the bar or something like that, but. That one I like by myself. And the other one, and I'm not talking about having a personal trainer or anything, but I don't really like the working out with a partner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I'd rather do it by myself. If it's not a trainer, that's pushing me to do something, then I can't be like, yeah, Reggie, let's go work out together and do our own thing.
100%.
Really, no one. Disrespect, but yeah, I'd just rather do it on my own.
I do need accountability, but I need a particular accountability of like a trainer. I'm right there.
I need a sergeant or something. Be like, no, come on, let's go. I need that type of work. I don't just want to work out with a buddy.
Yeah, no, I don't got time to talk to you right now. From the 713, they said driving because I can listen to the radio without people complaining. That's a popular one on here. On the YouTube, my wife won't STFU about something when I'm driving, trying to give you alternate directions and everything. That's hilarious. Someone said, another one person said, going to the movies alone. I think honestly, just the going out to eat that Joe Flacco said. I'm very much a person that's like used to going out to eat with people. Like it has to be an occasion, and apparently, no, it doesn't. You can just go hang out, take yourself a book. I'm trying to get myself to learn that one.
I love driving by myself, though, man, just because sometimes I like driving in silence. Sometimes I don't have the radio on.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
But whenever somebody's in the car, I'm obligated to put on something that I don't want to listen to because I listen to all type of random stuff. So whenever, let's say Reggie and Lopez get in the car, now I'm like, let me try to find something that everybody going to work with. And necessarily, I might be listening to EDM by myself.
Now you're DJing as opposed to like just
I'm
relaxing.
I'm DJing for y'all at this point. Right. I might not
hear
even
what I want
to
hear.
Yeah, so I try to make sure I please everybody else with the music.
So you got
to
have that attitude that I did when we drove to New Orleans. I said, this is my playlist. It's going to be all over the place.
He's saying this like we didn't let him do that.
But it was a good playlist, though. Sometimes I'll be in a weird mood where I'll be like, I've been in a reggae mood.
I thought of one.
I've been listening to reggae.
A lot of people are talking about football, like just watching football.
I do that a lot.
Does it divide on the line of sports? Do different sports? Or is it just like all sports? Let me sit and just pay attention.
I think it divides on the team that is really, really your team.
Okay.
Yeah,
the team I like that is really, really your team. Like, you know, whatever. I like the blah blah blahs, but
I don't.
I'm not
you like
be heartbroken.
Yeah,
actually, Liverpool is one I watch with other people because.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch this Sunday?
I
with
did
everybody?
Watch this Sunday.
Okay,
I did watch.
What happened in that game? Do you know?
I don't know. They won late yesterday, 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it won. I did it yesterday, and this is me being, I don't know what. Yeah, choose the word. I don't like people fawning or pretending to fawn all over you when you go to the doctor for something. Like I went and had a root canal yesterday. Drove to the root canal, filled out all the paperwork, got the thing done, told them that my wife was outside. She wasn't, and I drove home. Hell, I had a vasectomy by myself and drove myself home.
I feel like
home.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
It's not. I sat on a bag of ice while I was driving. That is a true story.
Damn.
Got home, took my Tylenol 3, went to bed.
Some other things that come in here. Someone said, tracking down wild boars. Is that something you should do alone?
You should not.
Because I feel like that's something that you could absolutely get caught out. And now you out here making noise in the woods and trying to find out if the age-old riddle is true or not. If a noise happens in the woods, does anybody, and no one's around to hear it, did it happen, is what you start happening there.
Another one real quick. So y'all know I do the photo booth stuff on the weekends and stuff like that. And sometimes people be nice enough, hey, do you need help unpacking? Do you need... I'll be like, no, I got it, because they don't know how I put stuff in the car. Sometimes I could be a little OCD, the way I pack my car up and all that stuff, and people be trying to help and throw stuff in the car. I'll be like, nah, I got it, because I want it a certain way.
You have to pack it right.
Yeah,
you have
just,
to pack it right.
Just leave all this stuff right here. I got it.
713 said go to the strip club by themselves, a true Houstonian. Someone else said go to, like, concerts. Alone,
I like to go with people on those.
Yeah, I was like, I think I'm actually with people. Man. I'm interested though. If you have that freedom to go to a concert by yourself,
I did a couple times because my wife didn't really care for the artist I wanted to see.
Yeah,
and the crazy thing, it was for my birthday, so I was in there on my birthday, off to the side a little bit. I had a little more fun than I thought, but I can see how people don't want to go by themselves.
There you go. Oh, and by the way, that 713 also said drugs, but tried to walk it back. No, go ahead and stand in that. Some people like being around people, and some people are like, I just want to experience this high by myself.
I just want to get high.
Go ahead and take that. Yeah, you can be good with that.
Most weed smokers just do it by themselves anyway, and like in the car and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
it depends, because some people kind of use that to get their day.
That's
going.
What I'm.
So
that's
it's kind of like a cigarette.
Yeah.
Them. All right, there you go. A little question of the day here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where I know everybody's been waiting. What are they doing with the Pro Bowl? What are they doing with the Pro Bowl? We'll give you that update, but then also talk more NFL next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.